Hey, welcome back. Today we have Ashton and Keegan with Short Kings Moving. They are building a fast moving, fast growing business here in West Michigan. Today they're going to share some of their tips, tricks, and secrets on how they've grown their business so quickly and how their clients have been so happy with over 1,000 moves under their belt, utilizing extra special care, quick quotes, very quick response and customer service, not only moving people here in West Michigan, but across the country. Welcome, Ashton and Keegan with Short Kings Moving. All right, welcome back. Today we have Ashton and Keegan with Short Kings Moving Company. We're going to talk a little bit about their business, how they got started, things they're doing, services they're offering, and maybe some tips and tricks. So Ashton, you want to start? Maybe tell a little bit of your origin story?
Yeah, so my name's Ashton. We started Short Kings Moving Company in May of 2022. Yeah, we thought about it. We've always wanted to start our own business and kind of just be an entrepreneur. So it was kind of an idea that we had while we're both in college. We thought that'd be a good time. We can both still be in school and still take the risk. You know, if it didn't play out, you know, it's completely fine. We're still getting our degrees, but it's turned into a really great thing.
Awesome. So what were you doing at the time? So going to school, students, were you working also at the same time?
Yeah, so I was at GRCC. And I was also working at Target part-time while I was just in school. Doing that, I mean, all right, wasn't very fun, but you got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Same with you. You were still working and then at school.
I was at Grand Valley going to school for finance, and I was painting in a trade. So I was ready for a switch up, you know, ready to move on to something else. I've always wanted to own a business. So the idea came, and I was ready to run with it,
so. So what was your, had you owned any businesses before, like lawn mowing or paper route or anything kind of, like any side hustles in maybe high school?
I never started my own business. I've always wanted to. Yeah, you had your own business.
Yeah, over COVID, I got into making shirts and little shirts and signs and stuff. So I had a little history there, but nothing too big.
So how did the initial conversation go?
Yeah, so we both worked a moving company in the past, so we kind of had the moving experience already. We became friends, and then we actually started a podcast of our own.
Nice.
So we were talking about how we both wanted to be business owners on the podcast, and then we talked about, you know, we both worked for the moving company. We're like, I feel like this is a no-brainer. We both want to own our own business. We have experience. We love helping people. I mean, we're like, let's just go for it. And we kind of ditched the podcast idea and kind of just went all in on this moving company, and you know, it's been great for us.
Nice. So, you know, oftentimes businesses take startup capital. How did you, like, what were your first steps?
Yeah, so first steps were we got our LLC. That was the first thing that we did. Got liability insurance, and we basically just put some money together. So we got shirts, and we got some moving signs that we put yard signs around town. And that's how we got our first couple of moves. So we didn't really like jump fully into it. Like we didn't take out any debt or anything like that. Just used our own money and kind of slowly started to grow it.
Nice.
So it was awesome.
So at that time, were you like renting U-Hauls or riders or trailers?
Yeah, we started with renting U-Hauls, and we pretty much didn't give any money to us because we knew we wanted our own truck. So for the first couple of months, we pretty much were just trying to build up our business account. That way we could get a truck.
Nice. So what was the amount of time roughly that it took you to get your own truck?
I think about like 5 months.
5 months? Yeah. Nice. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, it was.
Now was that, did you end up financing that?
No, we bought it all in cash. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What other equipment do you need when you first get started?
Yeah, so we got just two like normal moving box dollies. We got a bunch of moving pads, wrap, and then bungees or ratchets. So there's not a ton of equipment that goes into it. It's mostly just manpower and labor, you know?
Sure.
But we definitely make sure that all the furniture is going to be protected and it's going to be packed in the truck a certain way.
So part of that journey, you said earlier before that you were both in kind of finance and business. How did that translate into what you're doing? I mean, it'd make it a little easier probably for planning.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a business major and I have getting my minor in marketing. So So I've learned a good amount in school to kind of help me. The biggest thing I think that I've learned in school was I went up to my marketing professor right when we were starting it. And I was like, what do you think I should do to get it up and running? And he said, try to get your SEO, you know, higher so people can find you on the internet. And then he also mentioned door knocking.
Sure.
So that was, signs and door knocking were pretty much our biggest two ways of getting clients at the beginning. So tried door knocking, and I still do it to this day. Mm-hmm. I like going door knocking. People are normally pretty friendly with me, as you know, we're a small business and we're eager to help them. So that was probably the biggest thing that I took away from school, was not even what I learned in class, but just going out of my way and talking to my professor to get the idea, because I never thought about that.
Yeah, so you took advantage of somebody that was more experienced, obviously.
Yep.
And the door knocking, that's not always for everybody. You know, even in the real estate industry, it's like, it's one of the first things that people recommend, is just getting out and talking to people. Same with politics, same with a lot of different businesses. Just that door-to-door, you know, shaking hands and saying hi.
Yep.
I think, you know, obviously with a new young local business, like, people want to help.
Yes.
Generally speaking, I think people want to give you the benefit of the doubt, which I think is great. Did you run through any troubles, and do you have any like crazy people or any weird situations early?
Yeah, we ran into a couple situations. People try to take advantage of us sometimes just because we're younger.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned we got to set our foot down, and at first we didn't have a contract, and we booked a move to Georgia, and came time and he backed out, and we learned real quick, got to have a written contract signed, ready to go. So that was probably the first eye opener to us. I'd say it was a Georgia move.
Yeah. Because before then, I mean, we were young, just getting out. We had a contract and everything made, but once we arrived there, we would go over it with them and then get the signature and start moving. Now we send it over to their email, DocuSign, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Yep. So we do that, get the contract signed, and then we know we got the move. It's all scheduled. I mean, that was a great paying one for us. That would have been our first one out of state. And we had the dates and everything set up, but we backed out. And since we didn't have a contract signed, we just had to take the loss on that. So that hurt.
So you've rented equipment, lined up maybe more help, things
yep.
like that.
Yep, purchased, we had everything
materials.
Going.
Yeah, and now nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are, you know, I think every business owner has to go through at least one of those, maybe more on their way. So there are probably more.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Growing pains, you know, as you go.
Totally. And that was, we were trying to get our truck pretty quick, because renting a U-Haul there and flying back, or driving it there and back, was very expensive and would have cut into our profit a lot. So we're like, we got this move, we got to get this truck. So we kind of jumped the gun on getting the truck maybe a little earlier, mm-hmm. just because we didn't want to get the U-Haul for Georgia. And we buy this truck. And then that happened. So,
gotcha.
So that's where it really stung.
But yeah.
Live and you learn.
I had a similar situation with real estate early on. I had one of my first sales. It was 20 years ago, $400,000 house. And I bought a vehicle 2 weeks before close to go to California with the family. And we get back and, you know, the whole deal fell apart 3 days before closing. So yep. It's very similar. It's like cash out of pocket, that hurt.
Yeah.
I never have cashed a check before in the bank.
Yeah.
But a great lesson.
We are by the hour. So sometimes people are on us for moving fast, but we're pretty energetic and fast. And we take pride in our work. So I think we normally don't get too much of that. But every once in a while, people don't like to spend a lot of money on moving.
Sure.
Because they have to, not because they want to. So
I think everybody underestimates. I mean, there's been studies on this, but everybody underestimates how long it takes to do any given task. Oftentimes it's by like a third. You know, it generally will take 2 to 3 times longer for many things, especially if you're not familiar with it
right.
as a customer. And there's always more behind the scenes that goes on to prepping, scheduling your time. You know, stuff happens. along the way.
I mean, you'll run into a couch that it can only fit one way, and it, you know, it takes a while to figure it out, like tight doorways and stuff like that. You're gonna have to take the door off. So most of the time people are pretty understanding that you can run into stuff like that.
And you're insured. So plus yep. you've done it, and you figure, you know all the little tips and tricks.
Yeah.
So from on the business journey, where are you kind of heading next?
Yeah, so we actually got 2 part-time employees right now.
Okay.
So we're starting to really grow. Our name's getting out there more and more. We really want to try to get 2 trucks possible going out this summer, or at least getting scheduled pretty much Monday through Friday if possible. We're really close to getting there. So we're just trying to take those extra steps to really try to get our name out there. I mean, everyone that we've used or uses us, they're super happy with what we've done for them. And they recommend us and leave us good reviews. I mean, we're all 5-star reviews on Google. So I know we're doing a really great job moving. And it's just, we got to get our name out there. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, I've seen your signs in all over town.
Yeah.
And I've, my clients have hired you. What I consider a high-end client, that they had a lot of expensive items, and they've done several moves, and they were super happy with the work you guys did. So it's part of why I invited you on here, because it's always nice to share when you have good vendors.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, we've talked about growing in advertising too,
mm-hmm.
Billboards, talked about possibly renting trailers, just other types of income too, so, and ways of helping people out too, so.
Some good guerrilla marketing style.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
That's what it used to be called. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you have a website. I've seen the website. Do you use Google Business?
Yep.
That one has been a big one. Over the past couple of years, it seems. Do you post regularly on Google Business, or you share your reviews there? Where do you do your reviews?
Yeah. So when we tell our clients to leave reviews, we always tell them on Google.
Okay.
So I think we got 75-star reviews right now on our Google.
Wow,
so,
that's amazing.
Yeah, we're very, very happy with that number. That's pretty much all we're doing with the Google Business right now.
Okay.
Anytime we're posting things, it's normally on our Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
Just like little clips, or we'll post reviews that people leave, and just try to post as much on social media.
We found that we made a little business card up with a QR code to our Google review. So every time we have a customer, we give it to them after the move's completed and say, if you have a second, please leave us a review. And that really helped.
Awesome. Yeah.
Grow our Google reviews for sure.
That's a great tip.
I know with social media, I don't think it brings in a lot of clients, but when people are looking for a moving company and they find us on Google, they'll go to our social media. I think it's good to build up your credibility on social media. That way, when they're scrolling on our account, they see that we've had good reviews. What we do is we'll give a yard sign to the clients after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of them holding up our sign. And so they can see we've done a lot of moves and that we've provided good services, that they're happy. So we kind of just try to post on there as like a reassurance.
Sure.
That,
kind of build our brand awareness a little bit.
Credibility.
Yeah,
they can go back. I always look, the first place I go, Google Business, check out a website just to see how legit you are. Social media, the same thing.
Yep.
And when you see people posting and moving, the faces make a big difference, when you see real people. So you have 2 new employees.
Yep.
Are they hired now?
Yep.
And they're employees, or are they kind of independent contractors?
They're independent contractors. Yeah. So we ask them if they want to move certain day, and they say yes or no.
Great.
So the way we run it is we always have an owner on the move. One of us always wants to be there overseeing stuff and kind of steering them in the right direction. So we don't want to kind of just throw 2 random employees out there. So
how does your sales process typically work from beginning? Say somebody, emails you or calls you on the phone.
Yep. Yeah. So normally they're reaching out, either finding our website and contacting us through our website, or just giving me a call. So if they give me a call, I'm the one answering it. And I just ask them, where are you guys at right now? Where are you moving to? figure out if it's a local move or it's going to be a long distance move. Because local move is by the hour, a long distance move is a flat rate.
Okay.
So figure where they're moving. If it's a local, long distance, either. We just send them kind of over a moving form to their email.
Okay.
To fill out. It takes them probably just like 3 to 5 minutes to fill out. And then from that, we've done so many moves that I can give them a good estimate. You know, from that form you sent over, it should take us roughly 5 to 6 hours. And I think that's what kind of makes us different is we have such a easy booking process, which we like because it's easy on our end. It's easy on their end. So everyone's happy. So once I give them that moving form, give them the quote and figure out what day they want. And then if, you know, April 12th is the day they want and we have it available, get that going, just send them one contract. Once it's signed, we're good to go. We can literally give you a quote, get you scheduled in probably like 15, 20 minutes.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think friction and everything is just so much, like, I gravitate towards easy quite often. It's like, what's the easiest way to go? And sometimes you know, might compare rates and things, but you know, if you're gonna show up, you're not gonna make it too difficult. Those are like the main things. Most people don't even talk to more than first or second vendor, as long as they feel comfortable and trust. Let's move on to maybe what sets you apart from other similar companies.
Yeah, for sure. I think our pricing, we have no hidden fees or additional fees. Our clients like that. It's easy for them. It's easier for us. We always have an owner on the move, so you know who's going to show up and do the move. It's not just going to be someone who started yesterday. We have experience. And we just have really good reviews, so we take lots of pride in our work, and I think the reviews speak for themselves.
Yeah, when we go into a house or an apartment, we want to get to know you, kind of know what you're going through, and try to just make your move as stress-free as possible. Because, you know, you've been in the real estate industry, people are either they're really excited to get into their first house they're buying. They might have to be selling the house for whatever reason it is, so it could possibly be bad time from them moving out. So just put yourself in their shoes and kind of know what they're going through. I feel like we're very good at interacting with our clients. And just, we want to give them the best possible service. And we know it can be a stressful time moving. And so we're there for them. We get what's going on.
Great. That's super important. You know, half of my job I say is in real estate is psychological management. Because people are either really stressed, really busy. They can be very happy, but usually that's in shorter bursts because there's a lot to handle, and moving's a big part of that.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, maybe we can go into what's maybe one or two things that starting a new business that you might do or might recommend to somebody that you might have done differently or you might recommend they like focus on early.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't dive into marketing that much at first. It was mostly just telling our friends and family that, you know, we're starting this company, try to get word of mouth going. Because all we did were signs and door knocking pretty much at the beginning. Maybe run some more like Google ads or something like that. Post more on social media. We didn't do that a lot at the beginning. We started doing like the Home and Garden Show right downtown Grand Rapids. And that brought in so many clients for us, where I wish, you know, we would have known about those shows earlier. I mean, it's pretty expensive to get into those. That's why we didn't jump into it right away, because we weren't sure if it was going to be good or not. But once we did that, it was probably one of the best decisions we've ever made. So kind of just trying different things of marketing to figure out what works the best.
Nice. Yeah, you're sort of door knocking, except for people are coming to your door,
right?
Like at a home and garden type show. Like you have, I think 50,000 people or so or more go through that.
Yeah.
And so that's a great way to meet a lot of people in a short amount of time. And they're all sort of already pre-screened because they're interested in housing, whether it's moving, improving their place. So they're kind of in that same mode. So you're probably going to get a lot of people there.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with shows like that, we do offer interior moves. So if people are getting their flooring done, or, you know, painting, so they just need like their furniture moved out of that room. I mean, we do that a lot for when people are remodeling. So between that at the show and people either building. So, I mean, pretty much everyone going into the show will need some type of moving service. So that was nice. It was great for us to do that.
Yeah, and you don't feel bad for Pestream because they bought the ticket to be there. So they're coming to you. So
yep.
I had never even heard of, really thought of internal moving like that. You know, it makes sense. Perfect sense. And that would be a great place. Great. Anything else you want to cover before we wrap?
I don't think so. You have anything?
No.
How can people find you? Where they find you?
Yeah, so you can call me. It's my cell phone number, 616-550-3188. Or you can check us out on our website. It's just shortkingsmoving.com. Kings is with a Z at the end. Facebook, Instagram, August, Short Kings.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having it on, and have a great week. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.